So the gospel for this particular Mass gives us this listing of all these names. And it's very easy to look at that list and wonder, what does Zerubbabel, the father of Abiud, have anything to do with the birth of Jesus? We can look at these names and kind of wonder, where did they come up with these names? But the truth of the matter is, what we're looking at is Jesus' family tree. We're looking at his family, how it comes all the way back from Abraham, all the way through the kingdom of David, the Babylonian exile, all the way up to Joseph and Mary and Jesus. And in a way, it's sort of like when we're looking through that list, it might not seem like much, but in a way, we're kind of going, like we're going down a hallway with all these family pictures along the way. We're seeing all these different family pictures, and we're seeing Joseph and Mary, and we're seeing Grandpa Jacob, and Great-Grandpa Matthan, and Great-Great-Grandpa Eleazar, and all these different names kind of going along, and there's, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather Abiud, and remember that time that he was talking with great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa Zerubbabel, and he said, basically, here, hold my coffee, watch this, and he did that thing with the thing, and but anyway, so, maybe sometimes there's these stories that come with families, isn't there? It could be these stories, and we can look at our family tree and some of the people where, we got these neat stories. But maybe sometimes we have other people in our family that we're kind of like, can I just not admit that I'm related to that person or something? Or, sometimes we're kind of wondered about, sometimes our connection with some people, and we're confused about other things. And yeah, some of these names, if you really look, if you really took the time to really look at the history, some of these names, not too good. There's some real doozies in here. People who were really terrible kings, terrible people. There's even a reference to a few, women who had, multiple husbands and multiple different things going on that just sort of like, great-great-great-great-great-grandma Rahab, you can't always pick them. But, so sometimes there is those names in there. I was thinking today about some of the people on the list who would be, if there were photos of them, it might be, good candidates of that website, awkwardfamilyphotos.com. Some of those odd pictures that come out, which I'm pretty sure at least most of them were staged in some way to look extra awkward or some strange way. But the truth of it all is, even with all these awkward-sounding names, this shows that God had it planned. God had a plan for Jesus. God had this plan all laid out to go all the way from Abraham through David, all the way up to Jesus, so that we would have Jesus to save us. And that's a wonderful thing that we celebrate at Christmas, that we have Jesus, that we have that whole family leading up to that. And so what does that mean for us? We're all, Christmas is a time coming together with family. Many of you are here with family tonight. And again, I know for some people it's, like, great, we get to be with family. And for other people it's, great. We got more people coming over. all right. Or whatever it is. Maybe you were stressed. Maybe it's something that somebody, somebody or somebody else or their kids or whatever's going on. Sometimes there's a lot going on. But we're together. And sometimes there is, unfortunately, at times, it comes up, difficulties, past hurts that have happened. Sometimes we're not necessarily ready to heal those old wounds before Christmas starts. But it doesn't have to be that way. Yes, it's true. Yes, that happens. But it doesn't have to stay that way. Christmas is that time in which families of whatever the background is, just like how Jesus even had people in his background that were a little kind of questionable, we all have maybe some things in the past in our families that we'd rather forget. We'd rather move past. We can be the ones to start the good part. The goodness, the blessings. We can use this Christmas to make things better. And not just with our families either. We can look beyond our own families, our own relatives. We can look at our greater community, our neighborhood, people that we're around, people that we're with at school, people that we're with at work or other things, church and other things that we are a part of. We can look to make it better, to heal old wounds, to just make it, again, a better place to show the joy of Christmas. This is what Christmas teaches us. The joy of the birth of Christ. No matter what it is that whatever happened in the past, whatever weird turns things take, whatever things that may have happened, we're here today. We're here in this joy of this season. Let us make this day, this evening, all day tomorrow, the rest of the year, the rest of our lives, let us make it joyful.